It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen! 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second, the pitch comes, battle takes, strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby, let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you as we prepare for game number four of a six-game series. It is a special night of this warm Friday evening here in Bradenton. The Marauders will be playing tonight as the Bradenton Nine Devils, honoring the Florida State Negro League team that played at this very ballpark from the years 1937 through 1956. Marauders honoring the Negro Leagues and those that came before them to help pave the way for Black and African American players so that all can enjoy this great game of baseball. So the Marauders are wearing those special Nine Devils jerseys, red lettering on white jerseys. They look crisp and clean, and they get ready to play the Lakeland Flying Tigers, who surged in front in late last night's game with a 7-run seventh inning. Flying Tigers taking last night's contest by a score of 10-9. That prevented the Marauders from winning a third consecutive game. We are looking forward to a first pitch from Morris Pascal, the former Bradenton Nine Devil, who played shortstop in the later years of the Nine Devils team. We also have a couple of special guests coming on the air with us tonight, so we look forward to all that. First, we'll step aside, and when we come back, we will re-air last night's pregame conversation with Marauders infielder Juan Jerez, who had all kinds of good things to say about what he's been doing to retool his swing and his stance and his mechanics at home plate, how he is dealt with the challenges of learning a new position, playing a lot of first base this year. He's playing there tonight, and all sorts of other fun stuff with Juan Jerez. And a re-air of last night's post-game, rather pre-game conversation, that's coming up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Marauders infielder Juan Jerez. Juan, you've been hitting really well lately. 10 RBIs over your last 11 games. How are you feeling up at the plate lately?
Viene jugando bien, viene bateando muy bien. Tiene 11 carreras empujadas en los últimos 10 juegos. ¿Qué se siente de eso? ¿Cómo viene trabajando eso?
En verdad, vengo trabajando desde la lesión fuerte. Cogí par de días trabajando en mi bateo, en los drills y en muchas cosas. Se siente muy especial, en verdad. Y nada, ese es el trabajo.
He coming working after the injury. He coming working a lot in some drills and try to put a little more
focus on what he needs to do. He feels good. He feels very great.
Now, you spent two stints on the injured list this season. What were some of the things you worked on when you were working your way back from the injuries?
Tuviste en la lista de lesionados. ¿Qué fue lo que trabajaste y cómo fue lo que trabajaste después de eso?
Vine y cambié algunas cosas que me dijeron que iba a ser de mejor ayuda para mí, y en verdad pude ver el resultado. Fue muy grande la diferencia entre cómo comencé la liga y cómo estoy ahora.
He made some changes in the mechanically, and those changes bring him better performance and better results and during his hitting. They're different at the beginning of the season, so he's good to make some those changes.
What were the changes that you made to your mechanics?
¿Cuáles fueron esos cambios mecánicos que hiciste? Eso es en la mecánica, que fue el bateo.
Fue mi postura, como bateaba. Cambié también la mano, mi balance, casi todo.
He changed his posture on home plate, and his hands in another position. So he have better balance now. He have a little more firm or foundation right now.
Speaking with Juan Jerez, Marauders infielder Gustavo Amaña helping translate today. You've been playing a lot of first base this season. Didn't play first base before, mostly second base and third base. What has the learning process been like for you?
Ha venido jugando mucho más primera base este año. Años anteriores no había estado jugando sino segunda y tercera. ¿Cómo ha sido ese proceso de aprendizaje ahí en primera base?
En verdad, la primera fue muy incómodo porque nunca había jugado esa posición. Pero después que me cogieron, después que trabajo extra, yo he ido mejorando y, bueno, es algo sumamente otra experiencia, pero nada, seguimos trabajando.
It can be, there is a different way to work in second and third base. He come in doing extra work. He come in doing different drills to help him to work better around the first base. It has been a little weird, but he was open to those changes.
And when you're playing first base, a lot of splits. You're really flexible. Have you always been that flexible?
Cuando juegas en primera, siempre te abres bastante. ¿Tú siempre has sido así de flexible?
No, en verdad no. En verdad es algo que hasta yo mismo me sorprendo.
It's something that he don't know how he come in doing that because he don't do it before. He didn't know that he did that before.
Didn't know he had it in him.
He just do it.
So, Juan, about 40 games more to play in the season. What are some goals that you have for yourself for the rest of the season?
Tienes 40 juegos más que resta de temporada. ¿Cuáles son algunas metas que tú tienes para terminar la temporada?
Para estos 40 juegos.
Seguir esforzándome y terminar bien. Seguir con la experiencia porque ha sido duro, en verdad, pero siempre estamos con la cabeza en alto.
Yeah, keep working hard, keep doing the job that he come in doing, improving, and trying to keep his head up. Coming doing the hard season for him, but he said that the work is coming getting better him.
Excellent. Juan, Gustavo, thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Starting lineups are up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right.
Marauders. Pregame show continues at Leecom Park. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers, a record of 11-14 in the second half, 43-48 overall. The Flying Tigers are fourth in the six-team West Division, seven games out of first place. Shortstop Christian Santana leads off with third baseman Isaac Pacheco batting second. He's on a 15-game on-base streak. Second baseman Manuel Sequeira bats third. Designated hitter Justice Bigby bats cleanup. First baseman Eduardo Valencia bats fifth. He had a nice night last night. Right fielder Jose De La Cruz bats sixth. Left fielder Lazaro Benitez bats seventh. Catcher Mike Rothenberg, a switch hitter, batting eighth. And center fielder Austin Schultz hitting well in 10 games against the Marauders this season. Schultz batting ninth and playing center for the Flying Tigers, who send right-hander Dylan Smith to the mound. Smith, a Houston, Texas area native who joins the Flying Tigers on minor league rehab assignment, last appeared in live game action 1 month ago at High A West Michigan. Smith ranks well within Baseball America's top 30 prospect rankings for the Detroit organization. Baseball America currently has Smith as number 13 in the Tigers system. Opened the season at High A, even started the second game of the season for the West Michigan Whitecaps, but landed on the injured list 1 month ago. Third round pick of last year out of Alabama was Dylan Smith by the Tigers. More on him as we go further into the broadcast, as we meet the Marauders starting lineup now. Bradenton with a record of 17-10 in the second half, 46-46 overall. In second place in the West Division, just two games back of first place Tampa. Shortstop Sung Che Chang leads the way for the home club, with right fielder Jace Bowen batting second. He has knocked in six runs over his last three games. First baseman Juan Jerez bats third. 12 RBI for him over his last 12 games, a remarkable stretch for Jerez lately. Center fielder Sergio Campagna bats cleanup. Catcher Wyatt Hendry bats fifth. Second baseman Michael Escoto bats sixth. Designated hitter Bubba Chandler, the Pirates' number 11 prospect, bats seventh. Third baseman Davies Nadal hits eighth. And left fielder Howry Custodio making his single-A debut. He's up from the Florida Complex League. Those are his starting nine for the Marauders tonight. Bradenton sends right-hander Valentin Linares to the mound, a member of the Marauders' starting rotation since just about day one this season. 16 appearances, 13 starts for Linares, 4.81 ERA, 1.43 whip, and opponents hitting .240 against him. He has struck out a respectable 70 batters over 58 innings of work. There are your starting lineups as well as the pitching matchup, and that's a wrap here on the pregame show. We'll step aside, and when we come back, first pitch coming your way from Leecom Park. It's the Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers, Game 4 of a six-game series. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeczka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We're back at Leacon Park as Marauders starter Valentin Linares, 22-year-old from Villa Altagracia in the Dominican Republic, makes his warm-up tosses ahead of his 14th start of the 2022 season. Hi again, everybody. Spencer Smith back with you as we meet the right-hander Linares, who posts a 4.81 ERA over his 13 starts, 16 total appearances, and is striking out well over one batter per inning, 70 strikeouts over 58 innings of work. He's refined the command very well over his last couple of starts. Last time out against Clearwater, his start unfortunately cut short to two innings due to inclement weather at BayCare Ballpark. Looking to go full steam ahead here tonight in Bradenton. He faces Christian Santana, the Detroit Tigers' number 14 prospect as ranked by Baseball America. Righty on righty begin the game. Here's the windup of the pitch, and Valentin Linares misses high with the evening's first pitch, and we're underway right on schedule, 6:30 p.m. A hot one, 94 degrees. And sunny here at Leacon Park, just a very slight breeze. The 1-0 pitch, Linares comes high and inside, almost hits Santana with a backdoor slider. Santana, 2-13 hitter with a 361 on base percentage. 2-0 pitch, takes for strike one on the outside corner. Sam Carey, our plate umpire tonight. Warren Eubanks on the bases. 6'5" right-hander winds up and fires. 2-1 is taken low and outside. And 3-1 the count on the leadoff hitter Santana. Command an issue last night for Marauders pitching. 8 total walks, just one shy of the team's season high. 3-1, Linares misses high, and he loses the leadoff man here. So not the greatest start here for Valentin Linares as we meet the Marauders defense behind the righty. In the outfield from left to right, it's Jauri Custodio, Sergio Campana, and Jace Bowen. Around the horn on the infield, Davis Nadal at third base. Sungche Chang at shortstop, Michael Escoto at second base, Juan Jerez at first base, and Wyatt Hendry catching. Here's Isaac Pacheco working on a 15-game on-base streak. Left-handed batter takes the first pitch high and outside. Linares has now missed with five of his first six pitches to begin the ballgame. Christian Santana, good wheels on first base. Not a super frequent base stealer, though. 6 of 10 in his steal attempts. The 1-0. Pacheco takes high for ball two. Bradenton Nine Devils Tribute Night. Marauders honoring the former Florida State Negro League team of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. wearing Bradenton Nine Devils jerseys. 2-0 pitch, Pacheco takes on the inside corner, a strike, paint to the black. Those Nine Devils jerseys, white with red lettering and numbering. Say Bradenton Nine Devils straight across the chest. Flying Tigers in navy blue tops and road gray pants. 2-1, Pacheco swings and it's a high fly ball, fairly deep center. Campagna eases underneath it, and the breeze pushing it back into the ballpark. He makes the catch for the game's first out. An audible groan from the Friday night crowd here as Pacheco put a charge into it, but the wind not helping him out. Picking up right about that time, the ball started sailing into the air. So the ballpark holds it, one away with runner on first. No scores, we're just underway here at Lecom. Here's Manuel Sequeira, 15 home runs, second in the league. The pitch, breaking ball, is into the zone, a strike on the right-handed batter. 75-mile-per-hour curveball from Linares. Marauders 17-10, second place in the West Division, two games back of first place. 0-1, breaking ball into the dirt, Hendry knocks it down. Sequeira is batting just 198 against Bradenton pitching this year, but three of his 15 home runs have come against the Marauders. Linares sets above the belt, the 1-1 pitch. Fastball too high, 2-1. As is the case for the rest of the series, the challenge system is in place. Sam Carey calls the balls and strikes himself. Teams have the ability to challenge those ball and strike calls. 2-1 coming. Breaking ball, low and outside. Just a slight check swing by Sequeira. Didn't go. 3-1 on the Flying Tigers' second baseman. Welcome any Flying Tigers fans listening in tonight. Game 4 of 6 here at Lecom Park. 3-1 pitch. Way outside by Linares, ball 4, and it's 2 aboard now with only one gone. Here comes a man who has continually haunted the Marauders, just as Bigby. Got a .342 on base percentage on the season. And here comes pitching coach Yorman Bizardo out for a first inning mound visit. This is far from the best command that we've seen from Valentin Linares this season. As we touched on during the pregame show, he's been quite a bit sharper as of late in the command department. So a visibly frustrated-looking Linares standing with his hands on his hips as Bizardo is trying to get a little bit of advice into his mind, help him resituate himself out on the hill. Marauders really trying to shake off what happened last night. Bradenton built a 9-6 lead after six innings, and then that lead all too quickly dissipated. A seven-run seventh inning by Lakeland, aided by four Marauders errors, five walks by the pitching staff, and three hits sprinkled in there by Lakeland as they pushed ahead 10-9. They never looked back. Flying Tigers won last night 10-9. Mound meeting over. Here's Bigby. Takes one high and inside. Almost hit his hands. 15 pitches, only 4 for strikes. Rocky start for Linares. First and second with one gone. He would love a ground ball. Here's the pitch. Bigby checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. That was awfully close. Borderline check, swing of the high fastball. Bigby somehow able to hold up. Christian Santana on second base for Lakeland. On first base, Manuel Sequeira. Pitch number 3, Bigby swings and misses. Strike 1. For a fastball that looked like it was right around that outside corner. Second baseman Escoto playing close to the middle, as much as that wedge up the middle will allow. 2-1 toss. Swing and a foul back by Bigby. A little late on the fastball. 2-2 now. We've seen about a full week worth of games now with the so-called pie slice rule in effect, limiting shifting up the middle for infielders. The 2-2, Bigby swings and lifts a line drive to right field. Bowen sprinting back. He leaps and makes the catch! What a play! Jace Bowen! Runners retrieve. They can move up as Jace Bowen makes a ridiculous play in right field. Hard hit ball opposite field by Bigby. The wind took a hold of it, but Bowen, despite nearly overrunning the ball, turned to his left and made the catch full extension. Nice job by Jace Bowen for a huge second out. 2-2 for Eduardo Valencia, right-handed hitting first baseman. The pitch from Linares, fastball in there for strike one. Lakeland threatening, Santana on second, Sequeira on first, both men walked. Linares trying to strand both of them. He sets on the first base side, the 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a foul back, and Valencia has a bit of his barrel of his bat shaved off of the bat. That goes flying down the third baseline. Manager Andrew Graham goes over to take that shaved off piece of lumber, picks it up off the ground. Valencia gets a fresh piece of wood, and he'll face an 0-2 count against Valentin Linares. Things were looking bleak for a moment, but now Linares, one strike away from escaping trouble. He sets. The big right-hander's 0-2. It is swung on line to third, past the leaping third baseman Nadal, down the left field line. Round third and coming in to score, Christian Santana. Right behind him, Manuel Sequeira. Throw goes into third base on a bounce, and it's a two-run double off the bat of Eduardo Valencia, and it's a 2-0 Flying Tigers lead. Mistake pitch there on two strikes by Linares. Got right down the middle of plate. And the inning rolls right along for the Flying Tigers. They'll face Jose De La Cruz now. Big power threat. 8 home runs for De La Cruz on the season. The pitch from the right-hander. Fastball high and inside. He just does not have that fastball command so far. Linares up to 23 pitches now. Working with Valencia on second base after his two-run double. The 1-0 swung on, lifted right center field. To his left, Sergio Campagna coasts into the gap and makes the catch on the long stride. The inning is over, but the two-run double by Valencia gives Lakeland the early 2-0 lead. We're on to the bottom of the first here at Lecom. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Here on Nine Devils Tribute Night in Bradenton, the Marauders are facing an early 2-0 deficit thanks to a two-run double by Eduardo Valencia. Flying Tigers have the lead early on. But here comes Sungjae Chang, knocking the ball around the ballpark well lately. He faces minor league rehabbing right-hander Dylan Smith, who winds up and offers up pitch number one, skips in the dirt low and inside, almost hits Chang in the foot. Dylan Smith hit the injured list up at High A West Michigan a month ago, seeing his first live game action since hitting the IL. He's into that full windup in the 1-0 pitch. Chang takes low for ball two. Houston, Texas area native. Smith, ranked by Baseball America, is the Tigers' number 13 prospect in the system. He deals the 2-0. Chang looks at a fastball strike at 94. Fastball sits 92-93 typically. We'll touch up to 95 from Smith. Also brings a slider that most scouts regard as his strongest secondary pitch. Here comes the 2-1 to Chang. Check swing and the pitch down. Did not go around. Smith also brings a changeup that's a work in progress and the occasional curveball. Where's the white number 28 on the back of the navy blue jersey? And the 3-1 pitch, Chang swings and slaps it foul left side. Smith's hometown, Stafford, Texas, as you mentioned, Houston area. Very close to Sugar Land, Texas, home of the Houston Astros AAA club. Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Spindly right-hander into his windup and the 3-2 pitch. Chang swings, lifts a high fly ball right field. Jose De La Cruz to his right a few steps, makes the catch. Got a little bit of a late jump. No problem, though, as he makes the grab. Let's meet the Flying Tigers defense tonight. In the outfield left to right, it's Lazaro Benitez, Austin Schultz, Jose De La Cruz. On the infield, Isaac Pacheco's at third base, Christian Santana at shortstop, Manuel Sequeira at second base, Eduardo Valencia at first base, and Mike Rothenberg catching. And for those watching on MLB TV tonight, there's the defensive alignment on your screen. Jace Bowen steps in next for the Marauders. Pitch by Smith. Fastball misses just down and in. Outstanding season at the plate for Bowen, whose bat has only gotten hotter as the summer has worn on. 278 hitter, 10 home runs, 56 RBI. 1-0, takes a fastball strike. 357 on base percentage for Bowen. 429 slugging. Smith working at a steady pace. Here comes his 1-1. Bowen swings and it's a bouncing ball to third. Bounces off the bag. Third baseman Pacheco, the toss across to first, is in time. Nice strong throw to get Bowen. Two gone. That brings up Juan Jerez. Bases empty, two outs. Marauders trail Lakeland 2-0 here in the home half of the first inning. Smith, the motion and the pitch. That skips in the dirt. Lone outside to Jerez. Fastball touching 95 that time from Smith. Third round pick by the Tigers last year out of Alabama. He was the Crimson Tide's ace last season. Here in 2022, his first year as a professional. The 1-0. Jerez takes a fastball just off the plate away. Dylan Smith began his collegiate career as a reliever, first 2 years of college. Moved into the rotation after showing much improved command. Here's his 2-0 toss. Fastball away again. Goes to 3-0 on Juan Jerez. Wouldn't imagine more than a couple of innings of work tonight for Dylan Smith, as he's 1 month removed from his last outing. 3-0 pitch. Fastball, that grabs the outside corner for strike one. Smith originally drafted by the Padres in 2018 out of high school, but didn't sign. Chose to attend Bama instead. 3-1 pitch, Jerez swings through a fastball for strike two. Smith is listed at 6'2", 180 pounds. Here he comes, the windup, the payoff. Jerez swings and misses, fooled on the slider for strike three, and the Marauders are tied in order here in the bottom of the first inning. Heading to the second here at Lecom Park, Flying Tigers 2, Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air. A reputation. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless.
Nice Friday night here at Leacom in Bradenton as we move to the second inning. Valentin Linares looks to bounce back from a tough first inning. Misses low and away with his first pitch to Lázaro Benítez. Count 1-0. Right-hander working quickly. Next pitch is swung on, lined softly up the middle, and that dunks into center field for a base hit. Already a plethora of base runners for the Flying Tigers tonight. Lázaro Benítez, soft line single to center here, and that brings up Mike Rothenberg. Those nine Devils uniforms on the field for the Marauders tonight as we pay tribute to the former Florida State Negro League team that played at what was then known as McKechnie Field, right here on this very same spot in the 1930s through the 50s. First pitch to Rothenberg, grounded to the right side of the infield. Second baseman Escoto to his left, gathers it, throws on to first in time. Nice range by Escoto on the soft roller to complete the ground out to first. Up to second base on the play goes Benítez. Been a tough year for Rothenberg off Marauders pitching. He's now just 2-for-25 against Bradenton. Here's Austin Schultz, who drove in a couple of runs last night with a second-inning bloop single. A man on second, one away. The pitch by Linares. Breaking ball. Drops into the zone. A strike. Nicely spotted. A 24-pitch first inning by Linares. Only 11 of those pitches coming in for strikes. The 0-1, Schultz takes a breaking ball low. Marauders sitting just two games back of first place Tampa. Trying to keep pace with the Tarpons as we enter the stretch run. Almost to the very end of July here. 1-1 pitch, a fastball in there for strike two. Perfect place for it. 10 games against the Marauders for Austin Schultz this season. He's hitting .314 with 7 runs driven in. Linares rests the black glove on his left knee, comes set, and the 1-2 toss. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. He got him. Strike three. There's that sweet little slider from Valentin Linares, who gets his first strikeout of the game. Couldn't have placed it any better as he gets the flailing swing and miss by Austin Schultz. That brings up Christian Santana. Runner still on second with two gone. The pitch by Linares. Santana swings and fouls it back. No balls and one strike. You're on Nine Devils Tribute Night. We encourage you to stay tuned for the next half inning. We'll have a very special guest on the air with us here. Lakeland leading Bradenton 2-0. Top of the second here at Leacon Park. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on a miss. Santana way in front of the breaker. Leadoff single in the inning by Lázaro Benítez. He advances second base on a ground out. Santana calls time, steps out of the box. Now the tall right-hander sets. A check of second base in the 0-2 pitch. Santana swings and pops it up. First base side, Juan Jerez coming over to his left and can't get to it. Finds the second row of seats behind the Marauders dugout. Nice, comfortable breeze blowing in from center field. Helping keep fans pretty cool here on an otherwise very warm Friday night. Still 0-2 on Santana. The pitch by Linares. A swing and a line drive to third. Diving stop by Nadal. Throw to first base. In time. What a play. Davies Nadal. A diving jam at the hot corner. And that ends the inning. We're on to the bottom of the second. 2-0 Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Welcome back to Leacon Park, where the Marauders trail the Lakeland Flying Tigers 2-0. We have a very special guest with us here on the air, Mr. Morris Pascal, the former Bradenton Nine Devil. Morris, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. So we're looking at the Marauders wearing the Nine Devils jerseys tonight. Sergio Campagna will lead off the second inning and takes the first pitch a little bit low for ball one. And you're wearing the Nine Devils jersey yourself tonight. How do you like it?
Yes, sir. It's beautiful. I really love it. Thank you very much.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Privileged to have you up here as Campagna gets the 1-0 offering and swings and fouls it back. One ball and one strike. So, Morris, for those who are unfamiliar and who may not have caught the interview that was shared to social media just a few days ago, played shortstop for the Nine Devils back in the day, correct?
Yes, sir.
1-1 to Campagna. Swung on, shot foul off the end of the bat, and just kind of give us a taste of what a day in the life was playing for the Nine Devils, who were a part of the Florida State Negro League team.
Yes, it was wonderful. We played in a team like Alabama, Georgia's teams in Florida like Miami, St. Pete, Tampa, Sarasota, and played Fort Meade and a lot of teams and stuff.
Two balls and two strikes now to Campagna. Yeah. And when we spoke about a week or two ago, you talked about some of the big, big names in baseball that you had the chance to rub shoulders with.
Yeah.
Who all were you able to play with and interact with?
Yeah, Hank Aaron was just a good friend of mine. Roberto Clemente for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Dale Conner for the Boston Braves, Earl Tawan Spahn, Lou Burdette, Hank Aaron and Mickey Mantle for the Yankees. So many of the ball players when they spring trained. I was around about 13 years old at the time.
That is fascinating. We just saw line drive to left field by Sergio Campagna. He has a leadoff single now. And downstairs, for those fans who are maybe listening to the game from within the seating bowl tonight, downstairs on the Fan Plaza, we have a special information table with all sorts of fun photos and artifacts and little mementos of the Nine Devils days. Wyatt Hendry digs in, swings the first pitch, and lifts this one to right field. De La Cruz moving back, got turned around, but he makes the catch for the first out. So we got some photos, even a couple of special jerseys down there with the patches of all the former Negro League teams. That's some pretty cool stuff.
Right, yeah, really nice. Thank you very much.
100%. One away for the Marauders here in the bottom of the second inning, visiting with Morris Pascal, who is a member of the Bradenton Nine Devils, played shortstop for them years ago. What seasons exactly did you play for them? Do you remember what years exactly you were on the team?
Oh, it was in the 60s because I was real young. I was the youngest thing on the team at the time. And the thing it is, I played for a while and then I went to college, too, Florida A&M University, and they didn't pay me because I wouldn't have got a scholarship. They paid me under the table. But I was up there, and I was a captain. One thing I want to bring out since I've been back is a lady named Linda Steve at St. Vincent de Paul, one of the beautiful women I ever see to work with. The whole staff has really been really good to me.
Good.
And I love them all. We're happy. I'm so happy to be a member of that St. Vincent de Paul.
Excellent to hear. Yeah, we were told that you volunteer there a couple of times a week.
Yeah, two and three times a week.
Fantastic.
That's a wonderful lady. Linda's, I want everybody to know that name. She is I call her my soul sister.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Mike Loscoto gets no one pitch, grounds it to short with the runner going. Santana scoops it up, throw it to first. In time to get Mike Loscoto up to second base goes Sergio Campagna. And, of course, when the Negro Leagues were still in existence in the baseball world, America was a much different place. And folks like you, unfortunately, were not given the same luxuries that others were given.
Right, right.
What were some of the hardships and obstacles you had to overcome while at the same time still trying to play high-level baseball?
Well, it was tough. You've probably seen Jackie Roberts and the proper owners, guy for the Yankee play shortstop. It was basically about the same thing, but I learned a lot of stuff from those guys, Mickey Mantle. And sports is a beautiful thing. You can't beat this country. All that's in the past. I mean, a lot of things have changed, and I love it. And the ball players are good, and they helped me a lot. A lot of the guys, it was segregation, but they helped me, you know.
Bubba Chandler taking the next pitch. It's a 1-1 count. And, yeah, so a lot of obstacles you had to overcome, and certainly wasn't the easiest life you led day to day. But in the end, you got to play ball, and
right.
Certainly had some terrific memories that you came away with.
I had some good memories with a lot of those guys. Committed one of the best played, a lot of the Spanish guys.
Runner going to third, and in there safely with a steal, Sergio Campagna. He's in at third base safely with two away. And Morris, as you look on at the game today, whether it be in the minor leagues or the major leagues, and see you know, the amount of African-American and black players, players of color who have gotten the opportunity to live the baseball dream, what does that mean to you to see those young players on the field?
It means a lot to me because it was always there. But the thing, while you see these guys from the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and Cuba, the good friends of mine, they was there. Now the doors is open. They got schools there and all those towns. That's why you see. I don't care what color a person is now. You can really get through and play. It's a beautiful country, and I love it, and I love the way the ball players are playing now.
2-2 the count on Bubba Chandler as Smith deals, and Chandler takes outside for ball three. Visiting with Morris Pasquale, formerly of the Bradenton Nine Devils and still a proud member of the Manatee County community. And Morris, any advice or insights you may have for young ball players who are you know, just looking to live the baseball dream and overcome various obstacles they may face?
Well, the thing it is, the number one key thing, like I get that education, and you find that some of the beautiful guys that playing sports, and it's more good people than bad people. And the thing is, you concentrate because you got good learning from the old ball players, but the new ball player don't get caught up with the money they make. But get that education, you'll be all right.
Absolutely. Morris Pasquale, we thank you for joining us. The strikeout ends the inning. It was a pleasure having you with us.
It's a pleasure to be
up
here.
Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you, sir.
That was Morris Pasquale, former Bradenton Nine Devil, with us on the air. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Here at Leacom Park, the Marauders celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils of the Florida State Negro League. Wearing their special jerseys tonight on this Friday at Leacom is Isaac Pacheco. Leads off for Lakeland here in the third. Takes a pitch alone outside for ball one. Well, it was an absolute treat to visit with Morris Pasquale, former Nine Devils shortstop. Still a proud member of the community here in Manatee County. Swinging a bouncing ball foul down the first baseline by Pacheco. Morris regaling us with all sorts of stories about his playing days and the high-profile ball players that he was able to play with, play against, and learn from. Isaac Pacheco, 1-1 the count. Flying Tigers third baseman, number two hitter in the order tonight. Here's Linares with a windup and the 1-1 toss. Pacheco swings. It's a high, towering fly ball to center field. Sergio Campagna jogging in. Ball hit right into the breeze. Campagna puts it away, a routine catch. Well, fans, a reminder, the homestand continues tomorrow night. We have Back to School Night coming up. Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. First 500 kids ages 12 and under get a free Marauders backpack. Tickets available online at BradentonMarauders.com. We also have postgame fireworks presented by Budweiser. Breaking ball in for a strike on Manuel Sequeira. Base is empty, one away for the Flying Tigers as the 0-1 taken just a hair low. Lights are on here at Leacom. Still a lot of natural daylight left, but just in preparation for nightfall. Next one, a big swing and foul back by Sequeira. Difference-making hit in this game, two-run double. Off the bat of Eduardo Valencia. Flying Tigers have some action down in their bullpen. Right-hander Angel Reyes, who was originally the scheduled starter for today, he will instead come out of the bullpen behind the minor league rehabber Dylan Smith. Likely finished after two innings. 1-2. Taken just outside. Linares thought he had him. Rule the ball by Sam Carey. Working quickly. Right-hander's 2-2. Swinging a roller to short. And the worm burner, Chang, grabs it. Taps the glove. Throw it at first in time for the second out. Well-stroked grounder, but Chang handles it no problem. And a nice job by Linares, who ever since allowing the two-run double to Valencia in the first inning, has retired six of the last seven batters. Now Justice Bigby for the second time. Takes the first pitch high, and it's off the mitt of Hendry. Flying Tigers, two runs, two hits. Marauders, no runs, one hit. Linares the 1-0. There's a swing and a foul back by Bigby. Linares a breath, shakes off one signal. Now the motion, 1-1 toss. Bigby swings and bounces it weakly up the first baseline. Juan Jerez waits back on it, grabs it, steps on first himself. 1-2-3 go the Flying Tigers. Here in the third inning, we head to the bottom half. It's the Tigers 2, the Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Right-hander Angel Reyes takes over on the bump for Lakeland. We make our way to the bottom of the third inning at Leacom Park. Flying Tigers 2, Marauders nothing. Reyes, the Puerto Rico native, brings his hands together at the belt, kicks and deals to Davies Nadal, who swings and smashes the first pitch foul down the left field line. So that's all tonight for right-hander Dylan Smith, who is on minor league rehab assignment from High A West Michigan. Two innings, one hit, no runs, didn't walk anybody, struck out a pair. The 0-1, Nadal takes a fastball strike down in the zone. He's behind 0-2. Saw a couple of instances of that filthy, snappy slider from Dylan Smith that got some swings and misses. Now the 0-2 to Nadal from Reyes, up and away for ball one. Nice applause down the stands for Morris Pascal, who joined us on the air a couple of half innings ago. Celebrating Bradenton Nine Devils night. Morris, a former member of the Nine Devils. The 1-2 to Nadal. Swings and foul, tips it off the catcher, Rothenberg, who took the brunt of that foul tip, and he's down on the ground on one knee. Now standing up and walking it around, and I think that got him somewhere on the quad, maybe. Another look at it. Well, maybe even off the inside of the foot. Yeah, gripping that inside of the left foot. Plate umpire Sam Carey stalling for Rothenberg, giving him some time. Going into his squad, just trying to test it. He's good to go. One ball, two strikes on Davies Nadal, leading off the bottom of the third for the Marauders, trailing by two. Reyes delivers and taken low and inside by Nadal. Slider misses. Reyes, a 24-year-old from Bayamon, Puerto Rico. 19th round pick in 2018 by the Tigers. 2-2. Low and inside. Nadal dances out of the way and works the count full. Tigers drafted Reyes, 19th round 2018, out of the University of Science and Arts of Oklahoma. That's in Chickasha, Oklahoma, just outside of Oklahoma City. Right-hander sets, deals a 3-2. Nadal swings and pops it up shallow left field toward the line. Third baseman Pacheco out. Left fielder Benitez in. Who's got it? Benitez can't make the sliding catch. And into second base, standing up with a bloop double is Davies Nadal. Valiant effort there by Benitez. That was a tough, twisting pop-up down the line. Third baseman Pacheco did not have a good angle on it. Benitez had the best angle, but that was too long of a run for him. Benitez almost did salvage it, though, impressively enough. Overslid it slightly, popped into and out of his glove as he reached backwards for it. And now here for his single-A debut, Marauders left fielder Howry Custodio. 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic, signed with the Pirates in 2019. That's from the right side. Here's the pitch by Reyes, a swing and a drive out of play, right side. An impressive showing in 39 plate appearances in the Florida Complex League this season for Custodio. .333 batting average, .436 on base, and .636 slugging in 39 plate appearances. The 0-1, Custodio backed up off the plate on a slider inside. 1-1. Davies Nadal on second base, a bloop double down the left field line that dropped in. Custodio at the dish represents the tying run for the Marauders here in the third. Reyes ready. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball swinging and a miss for strike two. Actually may have been the slider. Custodio listed at 5'10", 162 pounds from San Jose de Ocoa in the Dominican. 1-2 pitch coming. Custodio swings and pops it up near the mound, and Reyes wants it himself. He's underneath it, makes the one-handed catch, so the rare pop-up copy of the pitcher. No problem at all for Angel Reyes. And that takes it back to the top of the order with Sung Jae Chang. Two nothing. Lakeland leading is Sung Jae Chang. A little bat here. Right-hander Reyes leans in for the signal, nods to Rothenberg, his battery mate. And the toss to Chang outside for ball one. Looked like the shortstop Santana wanted a pickoff throw there. Reyes didn't deliver it. Again, we're into our first full week of the pie slice rule. limiting defensive shifts up the middle by infielders. 1-0 pitch. Chang takes on the outside corner. He thought it was outside. That's strike one. Really looks like, at least from the vantage point of the broadcaster here, that middle infielders have had to adapt their ways in terms of working the base runner on potential pickoff looks as a result of that wedge up the middle. Shortstop coming in. No pickoff. Here's a swing and a miss by Chang. Goes down to a knee on the follow-through. And Rothenberg got dinged up again, it looks like. Maybe took another foul tip there. Breeze pushing in from center field. That has knocked down a few fly balls already tonight. Sungjae Ching working with a lot of room in that right center field gap. Let's see if he can get into one. With Davis Nadal on second base, one away. Reyes kicks and delivers the 1-2, and Chang takes just high for ball two. Fastball at 95 from Reyes. Right-hander began the season up at High A West Michigan. Landed on the injured list on June the 11th. Got reactivated 1 week later. He's in his fourth season as a professional. 2-2. Chang swings and misses. Strike three. Reyes got him on the slider. The Marauders so far unable to take advantage of the leadoff bloop double by Davis Nadal. But here's Jace Bowen, one of the most reliable men in his batting order with men in scoring position this season. Second in the FSL with 56 runs batted in. Latest numbers for Bowen with Ducks on the Pond. 375. Bowen's batting average with men in scoring position. Trying to drive home Davis Nadal from second. The pitch. Bowen swings and misses. There's that Reyes slider again. Marauders saw Reyes once earlier this season. These two teams, by the way, squaring off for the fourth and final head-to-head series against each other this year. The 0-1. Fastball swung on, lifted foul. Out of play down the right field line. Loud and persistent train horn off to the east. Likely departing the Tropicana factory right now. No balls and two strikes on Jace Bowen. Marauders trailing 2-0 against Lakeland here in the bottom of the third. Reyes brings his hands together. Takes a breath. The 0-2 pitch to Bowen, taken just high. Good frame by Rothenberg. Didn't get the call from Sam Carey. Light blue skies overhead on a warm evening here in Bradenton. Marauders lead the series 2-1. The 1-2. High and inside, and that gets Bowen on the shoulder. He heads down to first on the hit by pitch. And Angel Reyes, none too pleased with himself, getting two strikes on Bowen, then plunking him. Gives the Marauders the tying run on first base, though. And here comes the scorching hot Juan Jerez. He's to the plate representing the go-ahead tally. Jerez down on strikes his first time up, but has knocked in 12 runs over his last 12 games. He's come back stronger than ever since returning from his second stint of the year on the IL. Nadal at second, Bowen on first. A lot of speed on the bases. Reyes lifts his leg and deals. Jerez swings and grounds one to the right side. Sequeira to his left. Grabs it. Throw to first in time. Inning over. The Marauders strand a pair here in the third. We're on to the fourth inning at Leacom Park. Still the Flying Tigers 2 and the Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985.
Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Welcome back to Lecom Park. Marauders trail Lakeland by a score of 2-0. We make our way to the fourth inning. We now welcome into the booth Mr. Kurt Hunziker, Vice President of Minor League Business Operations for MLB. Kurt, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Valentin Linares gets a swing and a pop-up on the first pitch of the fourth. And Juan Jerez over and looks at one that falls out of play. So, Kurt, one of the big wigs for Minor League Business Operations, of course, is you're the VP for that position. One of the things we wanted to touch on particularly tonight is the new initiative called the Nine. That links into our Nine Devils promotion tonight. Explain a little bit about what the Nine stands for and what it looks to accomplish.
So the Nine is Minor League Baseball's new national black community outreach program. We modeled some of it off of our award-winning Copa de la Diversión platform, which I know Bradenton has been a part of for many years. You know, for us, we're always looking for ways and opportunities to celebrate our community and everybody in our community. And so with what we've learned with Copa, and it's certainly not a facsimile of it. It's very different. But, you know, in every market, in each of our 120 markets, there's great stories to tell and celebrations to have. And that's really what all of our clubs have been doing organically on their own. And especially here, I mean, this is the second year of the Nine Devils program, and this is only the first year of the Nine at the national level. And
fly ball deep left field by Jose de la Cruz, backing up and making the catch, Custodio. Two quick outs here in the inning.
So we're really just connecting the dots, what clubs are doing on their own in their markets, and now there's this national overlay with the power of Major League Baseball behind us that can turn this into a bigger celebration.
Absolutely. Visiting with Kurt Hunziker, Vice President of Minor League Business Operations for MLB. Lazaro Benitez takes a ball high for ball one. And having worked in a handful of years of minor league baseball as a broadcaster, I've seen this the big crowds that Copa has raked in, and certainly the hope is similar for the Nine moving forward into future seasons.
Certainly. And I think it's going to be more than just baseball games too, which is really what's been fun in this first year. You know, numerous teams have had, you know, job fairs, and we've brought in new partnerships with historically black colleges and universities, and we've done numerous things to increase the diversity in our front offices. So there's a lot to it. It's more than just, you know, a promotional night on the calendar, and that's a commitment that all of our clubs have to the communities that they serve.
Benitez takes the loan outside the count 3-1 with two outs and bases empty. What did the idea in the first place stem from, whether you want to, you know, attach it to both Copa or the Nine? What sparked the ideas, I guess, is the what I'm trying to ask here.
Well, we're always wanting to represent and celebrate our holistic community. And, you know, we've noticed, you know, multiple professional sports leagues would have, like, a Hispanic Heritage Night.
Ground ball to second base, and Escoto throws him out at first.
And we wanted it to be more than just a singular night. We wanted to make it a celebration all season long, and that's what Copa turned into, and we learned a lot, and that's what we're pouring into the Nine now.
Absolutely. So they rushed you out there a little bit in that half inning. How about another half inning on the air for
Perfect.
You, Kurt? All righty. Kurt will be back with us here for another half inning as we go to the bottom of the fourth next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders up to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning, trailing Lakeland 2-0. Right-hander Angel Reyes delivers to Sergio Campagna, swings and fouls it back, count is 0-1. Welcome back into the booth here, Mr. Kurt Hunziker, Vice President of Minor League Business Operations for Minor League Baseball. And Kurt, we were speaking last half inning about the initiatives of the nine and then previously established Copa de la Diversión. Basically, there were needs seen in the community. We see a soft liner to left center for a base hit, and it all just connects to inclusivity, right? And helping everyone enjoy this game, whether it be the players and more the fans, especially from this angle.
Well, absolutely. If you look at the players who play this game, I mean, more than 40% are Latino. And historically, there are such great stories to tell of not only Latino players, but black players. And I think that's really where, we as minor league baseball want to serve our communities, and I think this just becomes natural for us at this point.
There's a bouncing ball up the middle by Wyatt Hendry, and that eats up the second baseman, Sakara. Everybody safe. Well, we got rushed out the last half inning. I think we may have a little more time to work with here.
Looks like the pie slice got him on that one.
That's right, yep. So as you've had the ability to, I imagine, travel around to minor league ballparks across the country, we're even talking during the previous inning break. You were in Beloit not long ago. In terms of your visits to minor league ballparks all around the country, what has been the most satisfying part from your point of view in how these programs have developed and how they have helped the local communities and the teams that inhabit them?
Well, this is the most baseball I've watched all year, because typically when I go to one of our ballparks, and I'm wearing a lanyard, so I'm not kind of creepy, but I ask the question of why are you here tonight? And the stories are awesome. And I feel invited. And it's all walks of life, and I think that's exactly what we're trying to do, is make the ballpark a safe, inclusive place to make new memories with your friends and family. And that is resonating with these fans. And there's numerous times where it's the first time some of these fans have ever been inside whatever ballpark, and that's exactly what we're trying to do.
That's about building that environment and making them want to come back.
Exactly right.
0-1 to Michael Escoto. Swing and a miss for strike two. Marauders threatening. Two aboard with nobody out. For those just joining us, we are visiting with Kurt Hunziker, Vice President of Minor League Business Operations for Major League Baseball. And so you hear some of these fascinating stories from people you encounter at the ballparks, and you ask them why they're here and what have been some of the more unique answers that you've gotten from that?
Well, the probably the number one answer is this is the best restaurant in town. A lot of people say that, and it's hot dogs only tastes great inside a ballpark. We've heard that countless times. But we hear everything from, I feel safe, my kids can run around, it's laid back. One thing that that I think really illustrates it perfectly is if a Major League Baseball game, like if you're at a Pirates game, you're sitting at the edge of your seat during the action. At a Minor League Baseball game, you're sitting at the edge of your seat when your kids are in the sumo outfit out in the field, and it's like, It's a totally different vibe. It's much more laid back. Certainly everybody wants to see the home team win, but that's not the sole reason why they come to the ballpark.
It's a little more involvement felt, surely.
Exactly.
There's a fastball strike to Bubba Chandler. Two-way sensation. Off to a little bit of a slow start at the plate here in his time at single A. Three for his first 19. Struck out his first at-bat tonight. When was the last time you came to Bradenton, or have you been to Leecom?
Oh, I've been here a lot.
Okay.
So I live in Tampa, so I've come down here quite a bit.
Line drive left center by Chandler. Around third comes Sergio Campagna. He scores, an RBI single the other way by Bubba Chandler.
Now, Lecom with the 360. This is an amazing facility. I mean, considering how old historical this ballpark is, it definitely has a fresh, modern vibe to it.
Yeah, this ballpark will be celebrating its 100th birthday next season. Originally opened in 1923, so we do have some fun plans in store right around the corner here in Bradenton. But being in just my second season with the team here, I had the opportunity to look at some old photos, and before that, it was just sort of your standard retro, if you will, minor league ballpark with ads from foul pole to foul pole. Not a whole lot going on, but yeah, you hit on it perfectly. The boardwalk, 360, vistas everywhere.
Well, and Manatee County is the fastest growing county in the state of Florida, so there's a lot of momentum on this side of the state, and in particular in Manatee County, so it's exciting to see everything that the Marauders are doing.
Want to know the count on Davies Nadal. The pitch is taken low and inside. Snap throw to first by Rothenberg. Not in time. Chandler dives back in safely. So having been down here in the area before and having visited Lecom Park, and just in your time with minor league baseball and being around all these fan experiences, what have been some of the more thrilling ways in which the fan experiences and the meaning to everyone in these communities that have all these teams, what has been the biggest point of development, the most impressive way that things have developed that you've seen?
Well, I think with COPE in particular, we've been able to, and we, the collective now 85 clubs that participate and opt in, like it's totally voluntary, that just the sheer volume of money raised for scholarship programs, for community initiatives, that's really, I mean, our clubs are fantastic at that, and they rally the local businesses to these initiatives. And again, in some cases, like COPA, we launched that nationally, and then just teams adopted it. But in something like tonight with the Nine Devils, Bradenton started that on their own. And then what we're doing nationally is kind of creating the air cover, air support to amplify what the Bradentons of the world are doing, what Durham is doing, and a few other places, 61 others, just organically on their own. And then next year we have some really significant expansion plans for the Nine. And so, you know, I'm here tonight just to spy on what Craig and his team is doing, because almost every single one of our other markets can copy and paste elements of what Craig's doing here, what Toledo's doing, and others. And so you want to find the best practices, and that's kind of the fun part about being able to coordinate all this nationally.
100%. Davies Nadal takes strike three looking, two away from the Marauders. Kurt Hunziker, our guest, Vice President of Minor League Business Operations for Major League Baseball. I want to quickly touch on your roots a little bit. What led you to become involved in this whole business side of operations for Minor League Baseball in the first place?
Well, I have a bit of an entrepreneurial spirit, and so back in 2015, Minor League Baseball office in St. Petersburg was forming the first national sales and marketing initiative. So even though the league was well over 100 years at the time, they hadn't really aggregated all of the different ballparks into a national sales program. And so building something from scratch, that was the catnip for me, so to speak. And then working there for a little under 5 years, and then jumping to the XFL and building a team from scratch, but then coming back during this new era where minor league baseball is now officially part of Major League Baseball and being one of the quote-unquote founding fathers, mothers and fathers of that. But now the resources. I think that's the biggest difference, having Major League Baseball fully behind the business side of minor league baseball and pouring in millions and millions of dollars into growing the game, connecting 150 professional baseball markets. That's been a lot of fun so far.
Absolutely. Well, Kerwee, thank you for joining us so much on the air tonight, and enjoy the rest of your experience tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Appreciate your companionship here on the air. Kurt Hunziker, Vice President of Minor League Business Operations for Major League Baseball, our guest on the air this half inning. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The old Dizzy Bat Race during this past inning break, an old favorite. So we see the first pitch of the fifth inning delivered a fastball strike by right-hander Valentin Linares. Marauders trail Lakeland 2-1 here at Lecon Park. Wind up at toss to Mike Rothenberg. Tigers catcher takes one in the dirt for ball one. It was our pleasure to have Kurt Hunziker, Vice President of Minor League Business Operations for Major League Baseball, on the air with us last inning. Wind up and 1-1 pitch, taken for strike two. Got to visit with Kurt on all sorts of the stories on the origins behind the nine. Minor League Baseball's new initiative, honoring and encouraging the support of local black communities for each of Minor League Baseball's franchises. Rothenberg lines a base hit to right center. Leadoff single for the Flying Tigers here in the fifth inning. Lakeland led this game 2-0. Marauders punching back with a run in the bottom of the fourth on a Bubba Chandler RBI single. We're having all sorts of fun here on this Friday. Had Kurt with us on the air for an inning. We had Morris Pascal, the former Bradenton Nine Devil, for a half inning earlier on. Nice Friday night crowd enjoying this ball game, game four of a six-game series. Austin Schultz next up. He swings and foul tips the pitch into Wyatt Hendry's mitt. Schultz, a strikeout victim his first time. Here's the set, and the 0-1 pitch. Slider low and outside, didn't budge on it. That single by Mike Rothenberg just now ended a streak of 9 in a row retired by Linares. Here's the right-hander's 1-1. Schultz swings and misses in front of the breaker again. Austin Schultz from Lincoln, Nebraska. Spent time at three different levels last season. Florida Complex League, Lakeland, West Michigan, High A. Linares sets as Rothenberg takes the lead off first. The 1-2 pitch is swung on, line to right field. That's in for a hit. Chase Bowen calmly returns it to the infield. Back-to-back singles leading off the fifth inning for the Flying Tigers. Here's Christian Santana. That was not a bad pitch at all by Linares. Right over that inside corner. And Austin Schultz able to muscle it to the opposite field. First and second, none out for Christian Santana. 0-for-1 with a walk. The pitch. Swings and bounces one to short. Chang to his right. Grabs it. Throws to second for one. Out there, and there will be no throw to first base as Escoto couldn't make a throw onto first to try and complete a double play. A lot of speed coming down the line by Santana anyway. It looked like Escoto maybe struggled with getting the grip on the baseball in the first place. So the out at second, 6-4 on the putout. That erases Schultz. Rothenberg up to third. Santana safe on first. Here's Isaac Pacheco. The pitch. Fastball for a strike. One out. Runners on the corners for the Flying Tigers. Linares trying to keep it a one-run game. The 0-1. Swung on and a high fly ball center field. Campagna underneath it. This should be deep enough to score Rothenberg. Campagna makes the catch and just throws in towards second base. A nice low, hard throw. Sack fly plenty deep to score Rothenberg from third, and it's now back to a two-run lead for Lakeland. They're up 3-1. Third time tonight that Pacheco has flown out to center. This one brings home a run, however. And here's Manuel Sequeira. Santana on first, and the pitch. Sequeira, righty batter, takes low and outside. Ball gets through Hendry's mitt and rolls to the backstop. Wild pitch allows Santana to take second. Takes a wide turn around second base. Flying Tigers tonight looking to pull even in the series. Marauders have won two of the first three this week. Flying Tigers have yet to win a series against Bradenton this year. This is their fourth head-to-head series. 1-0 pitch, swung on, foul back. These two teams squared off for the first home series of the year for the Marauders. Back in early to mid-April. Marauders took 5 of 6 that week. Most recently, the Marauders with a 6-game sweep at Lakeland a few weeks ago. 1-1 pitch is down, 2-1. And that overall record still looking good for the Marauders over the Flying Tigers. 16-5, Bradenton's record against this opponent. Momentum shifting, though, over the past 24 hours. Flying Tigers came back from a 6-run deficit last night and won. They're ahead by 2 here in the 5th inning of this contest. The 2-1 pitch. Slider swung on, dribbled weakly up the first base side. Linares picks it up. Gentle toss onto first in time, and that ends the inning. Hold on a second. Juan Jerez was ruled to have pulled his foot off the base. That hurts. A run scores on the play. Christian Santana scores all the way from second base on that slow trickler. And I wonder if we can get a look at that play. We're seeing the replay for those watching on MLB TV. Not so sure about that one. Justice Bigby stands in, takes a look at a high strike. So that's the first error of the evening for the Marauders. This has not been a well-played series defensively by either team. The 0-1 pitch, fastball bounced up the middle, right to the second baseman, and Escoto takes it to the bag himself for an out. However, the Flying Tigers put 2 on the board. They now lead it 4-1. Here at Lecom Park. We'll be right back for the bottom of the 5th. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Nighttime approaching in Bradenton. We're on to the bottom of the 5th inning in Lecom Park. Flying Tigers have extended their lead to 4-1 over the Marauders. Top of the order for Bradenton. Sungche Chang leads off. Right-hander Angel Reyes. Back to the slope. He deals and just catches that outside corner for a strike. Chang didn't think so. Doesn't challenge it, though. Lakeland, two runs in the first inning, two in the fifth. Marauders only run coming in the fourth inning. There's the 0-1. Chang takes two high. Two innings of work by the starter, Dylan Smith, on minor league rehab from high A. Two scoreless, struck out a pair, allowed only one hit. Angel Reyes taking over for the beginning of the third inning as Chang waves at a pitch in the dirt and missing. Chang has a six-game on-base streak. He is 0-for-2 tonight. Trying to spark a Marauders rally here in the fifth. 1-2, swinging a ground ball, hit hard, but right to the second baseman. Sequeira, with plenty of time, he throws to first, getting him for round number one. Now it's Jace Bowen, who was hit by a pitch his last time up. Marauders' only run coming out of Bubba Chandler. Line drive RBI single to left center. Nice ball stroked the other way. Reyes goes exclusively from the stretch, deals, and Bowen swings and fouls it back. Game four in the six-game homestand here. Marauders trying to take a 3-1 series lead. Flying Tigers in command, though, in front by three. The 0-1. Bowen takes strike two in the inner half. Reyes sets. 0-2 to Bowen. Breaking ball. Taken high. Thought about swinging. Mentioned the fact that this series has not been particularly strong defensively for either team. Well, both teams now with a total of 9 errors in the series. Total of 18 between the two clubs. 1-2. Strike three called. Inside corner and at the knees. Bowen thought it was low. He's challenging it. Call is upheld. Strike three, and Bowen can't believe it. That's one unsuccessful challenge used by the Marauders tonight. Juan Jerez 0-for-2 tonight. We'll bat for the third time. Reyes gets the sign. And deals. Jerez takes a fastball, maybe high for ball one. Lakeland 4, Bradenton 1. 2 outs and the base is empty. Here's the pitch. Jerez backs away from one, just inside. A 20-year-old right-handed hitter with lots of raw power from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican. Gets the 2-0 pitch and swings in, bounces it, foul up the first baseline. Some wacky side spin on that grounder. Almost kept it fair. Now Reyes is set. 2-1 offering. Jerez swings and bounds it right to the second baseman, Sequeira. Throw to first in time. And the Marauders are retired in order here in the fifth inning. We're on to the sixth. Lakeland 4, Bradenton 1 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. On our way to the sixth inning at Lecom Park, Valentin Linares is going to go a little deeper into this game. He winds up and tosses to Eduardo Valencia, swinging a foul back to the screen. Spencer Smith back with you on this warm Friday evening at Lecom. Valencia, two-run double back in the first inning, accounting for half of Lakeland's runs so far. Flying Tigers added a pair more in the fifth inning. Sack fly by Isaac Pacheco and a Marauders error, plating another. The windup in the 0-1, Valencia takes upstairs. Nearing sunset off to the west, third base side of the ballpark. 1-1 pitch. Linares gets a swing and a bouncing ball to short. Chang gets the belt high bounce. Throw on to first on the money. In time for one away. Valentin Linares got off to a shaky start in the control department. Really had trouble commanding his fastball, especially in the first inning. Through 24 pitches, only 11 for strikes. Command has really improved since then. Pitching into the sixth tonight, Jose De La Cruz next up. He takes low. Season high in innings pitched for Linares is 6 1/3. That remains the longest start by a Marauder all season. His windup and the 1-0. Fastball at the knees for a strike. Actually a slider. Some action in the Tigers' bullpen now. Tyler Madison loosening up. Swinging a pop-up by De La Cruz on the first base side. This gets out of play. De La Cruz has flown out twice tonight to center field and to left field. The wind and the 1-2. Breaking ball. Got him. Strike three. Valentin Linares with his second strikeout of the night. Here's Lazaro Benitez. Two outs, nobody on. The offering by Linares gets a swing and a miss on a fastball. Windup and 0-1. Breaking ball, good spot, but misses just low. 1-1. Still the Marauders' only run in this game. Above a Chandler RBI single to left center in the fourth. Working quickly to Linares, 1-1. Low and outside into the dirt. Seen Linares a couple of times with a little bit of a clumsy follow-through, almost doing a pirouette on the mound. The 2-1. Swing and a fly ball to right center. Fairly shallow. Second baseman Escoto out. Center fielder Campagna in. Escoto makes the play at a ridiculously tough angle. And the inning is over. Marauders with work to do with the bats, though. They trail 4-1 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. the first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Up north past downtown Bradenton here on this muggy and hot Friday night. Marauders trailing the Flying Tigers by a score of 4-1. Sergio Campagna will step in and face a new Flying Tigers righty, Tyler Madison, who winds up and tosses, and Campagna swings and pops the first pitch out of play. Foul. Tyler Madison, ranked by Baseball America as the Tigers' number 20 prospect. Marauders have already seen him a couple of times this season. 22-year-old from upstate New York with the 0-1 pitch. That's high and inside. Fourth-round pick by the Tigers last year out of Bryant University in Rhode Island. Madison brings in a cumulative 5.12 ERA between two levels on the season. 1-1 pitch is high. Numbers in Lakeland are overall not that pretty. ERA up at 7.30 over 12 and a third innings. Limiting opponents to a 2.44 average, though. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Campagna went up to try and get it. So the walks have been plentiful. 11 walks over 12 and a third innings by the right-hander. He has also struck out 14, though. So the put-away stuff is certainly there. The windup and the 2-2. Campagna looks at strike three right down the middle on a fastball. That brings up Wyatt Hendry. Hendry 0 for 2, reached on an error his last time up. Flying Tigers 4, Marauders 1, home half of the sixth inning. Madison fires, fastball, in there for a high strike. Righty now loosening up for the Marauders. Valentin Linares likely finished after six innings. The 0-1, breaking ball, onto the outside corner for strike 2. These Flying Tigers pitchers are really working ahead of the count with great regularity to Marauders hitters. Always a step ahead. The 0-2 to Hendry. Fastball too high that time. Final line for Angel Reyes, who is the bulk man out of the bullpen tonight. Three innings, one unearned run allowed. Allowed three hits. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out five. Solid job for Reyes. Right-hander from Puerto Rico. Now the 1-2 to Hendry. Swing and a miss. Down on a fastball. Strike three. There's another man who's hitless so far, Michael Escoto, 0 for 2. A lot of offers up and down the Marauders' order tonight. Pitch to Escoto. Breaking ball is just low and outside. Flying Tigers thought about challenging it. Madison, a quick worker, 1-0 pitch. That is low and inside. Mike Rothenberg asks to challenge it. Call is upheld. Ball two. That is the first unsuccessful challenge by Lakeland. Both teams with two challenges remaining. Four runs, four hits for the Flying Tigers. One run, four hits for the Marauders. One error per team. The 2-0. Escoto swings and whacks a high fly ball. Shallow left field. Benitez coming in. Left side of the infield wants to make a play, though. Who's got it? Third baseman Pacheco makes the catch. Almost a Bermuda Triangle forming there, but the out recorded. And the Marauders go in order for a second straight inning. We head to the seventh. It's the Flying Tigers 4, Marauders 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Out of the Marauders bullpen on this Friday night in Lecom Park is right-hander Nick Mears, Major League rehabber, on for his second outing of this series. Previously appeared on Tuesday and threw a scoreless first inning that night. So Nick Mears, who had a setback earlier this summer in his rehab, this is his technically second stint on rehab with the Marauders here in 2022. He will face 8-9-1 in the Flying Tigers order. Spencer Smith back with you tonight as Lakeland leads this game 4-1. We are in game number 4 of a 6-game set. Marauders winning 2 of the first 3. Flying Tigers grabbing last night's win, a close one. Final score of 10-9. Mike Rothenberg, the switch hitting catcher out of Miami Beach. We'll get things started for the visitors here in the 7th. Rothenberg led out the 5th inning with a single. And that turned into a 2-run inning for the Tigers. Mears from the stretch. Kicks his leg and deals. Rothenberg takes up and in under the hands. Four runs, four hits, an error for Lakeland. One run, four hits, one error for Bradenton. The Tigers fans listening in will have an organization scoreboard update for you shortly. 1-0 swung on foul back by Rothenberg. Nick Mears, not subject to the pitch clock limitations as a Major League rehabber, taking his time, the 1-1 toss. Breaking ball, good movement on it, but drops low, 2-1 on Rothenberg. Bradenton Nine Devils Tribute Night. The Marauders wearing the special Nine Devils jerseys. White jerseys, red numbering and lettering. Swing and a bouncer foul down the first baseline. Well, in the Tigers organization tonight, AAA Toledo hosting the Pirates AAA Club, Indianapolis. Indy with a 5-1 lead in that contest. Top of the third inning. AA Erie hosting the Reading Fightin' Phils of the Phillies organization. 3-1 the score in favor of Reading. And up at High A, West Michigan score tied 2-2 with the Dayton Dragons of the Reds organization. 2-2 from Mears to Rothenberg. Swinging a bouncing ball up the middle behind the bag. Chang shuffles to his left, grabs it, throws on to first in time. Nice slick play up the middle by Sung Jae Chang to get Rothenberg. Nick Mears had a little backhanded swipe behind his back, trying to snag it on the bounce. Came up shy of it. That's the last 5 in a row retired by Bradenton pitching. Austin Schultz bats for the third time now. He's 1-for-2. The toss, fastball, check swing, able to hold off. Pirates organization scores coming up shortly also. Right-hander Mears sets and his 1-0 to Schultz. Swinging a foul back. We already give you the AAA score, of course, as it's another Pirates-Tigers organization crossover at AAA. Indianapolis leading Toledo 5-1 in the third inning. Miguel Yajure got the start for Indianapolis in that game. He's had a rough go of it at AAA this year. AA Altoona continuing their series against Bowie of the Orioles system. 1-1 to Schultz. Takes a slider outside. Altoona leading 6-2. They're only in the bottom of the second at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, Maryland. Kyle Nicholas, the starter for the Curve in that game. Curve trying to break out of a slump they've been in as a team. They've lost five of their last six. 2-1 pitch. Mears plunks Schultz squarely in the back. Fastball at 91 gets away from him, and Schultz in some mild discomfort as he flicks away his protective equipment. And Mears not saying anything toward Schultz, but looking toward him with a sympathetic glance. Oof, right on that left shoulder blade. Another Flying Tigers base runner. There's been a bounty of them so far tonight. Valentin Linares constantly working himself into and out of trouble over his six innings. Final line, by the way, tonight for Linares. Six innings, four hits, four runs, three earned. Walked two, struck out two. Christian Santana gets the toss from Mears. Low and inside, a good block by Hendry. Well done. Couple of positives as we were touching on the AA Altoona Curve score just a minute ago. Couple of positives in what has been a difficult week for them against Bowie. They've been shelled so far this week against the Bay Sox. Last night, home runs by Andres Alvarez, his 15th of the year. Leover Peguero, his 7th home run of the season. 1-0, fastball high and tight, 2-0. Mears' command, not on point here in the 7th inning. Haye Greensboro, as we round out our scoreboard update in the Pirates organization. Grasshoppers leading Winston-Salem, the White Sox Haye club, 5-1, bottom of the 4th inning. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball, too high, 3-0 on Christian Santana. 12 pitches, only 4 for strikes by Nick Mears. Valentin Linares had similar control problems early on in his start. He smoothed those issues out as the evening went on. 3-0. High and inside. Nowhere close for ball four. Santana to first base on the free pass. And Mears. Looking like so far that he'll get at least one more batter. The Marauders do have a right-hander tossing in the bullpen, though. That's Carlos Lomeli, who is throwing in the pen. Marauders middle infielders up for a quick chat with their temporary teammate here, Nick Mears. Wyatt Hendry flashing a series of signals to his infielders. First and second with one away. Despite Mears' control struggles here in the 7th inning, he is one perfectly executed pitch away from getting out of this frame with a double play grounder. Isaac Pacheco, the batter. He hits the ball in the air quite a bit, though. The toss, fastball for a high strike. It's 0-1. Austin Schultz at second base. He was hit by a pitch in the upper back. Christian Santana on first, a 4-pitch walk. Mears ready. A glance at second. The 0-1 pitch. Pacheco swings and misses. Strike two. Out in front of that off-speed. Sack fly to center. Last plate appearance by Pacheco. Flying Tigers led just 2-1. They made it 4-1 with that 2-run 5th inning. Pacheco's sack fly and a run-scoring error committed by Juan Jerez. Pulled his foot off the bag at first base on what appeared to be an inning-ending ground out. The 0-2 from Mears. Pacheco takes a filthy breaker that just misses inside. Good pitch for it. Marauders are going to challenge it. That call's upheld. Well, that's two unsuccessful for Bradenton tonight. One remaining. Sixteen pitches by Mears here in the 7th inning. 10 of them missing the zone. He's ahead of Pacheco, though, 1-2. Here's the toss from the righty. It is low and inside. A back foot slider did not go around. Pacheco held up on the slight check swing. Still Schultz on second, Santana on first. Both men can fly. Breeze still blowing in from straightaway center field. 2-2 pitch on its way. Pacheco swings and lifts it to left field fairly deep. Custodio hustling to his right and near the sidewall. He comes up short and this ball falls out of play. Right into the LaPensi party deck. Howry Custodio making his single-A debut tonight. Still getting used to the Lee Com Park dimensions. Spent the beginning of his season in the Florida Complex League. Those guys do occasionally play some home games here at Lee Com when the Marauders are on the road. Still overall very new territory and dimensions, though, for Custodio. Pitch number 7 coming up next to Pacheco. Mears check second. The 2-2 again. Pacheco swings and bounces it foul toward the Marauders' dugout. Steely blue skies overhead. Not a very vivid sunset tonight, unfortunately. Don't have enough clouds for it. Mears ready again, and here's another 2-2 pitch. Pacheco swings and lines one hard. Foul down the right field line, skimming up against the extended netting. Heck of a battle here by the kid from the Houston area. Pacheco will see pitch number 9 next. Marauders bullpen popping out and taking that ball off the field. First and second, one away. Flying Tigers threatening to stretch an already 3-run lead. Mears is set. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It swung on, popped up. Third base side. Over is Nadal, and this is out of play. Given the way that this plate appearance is extending and prolonging, would not surprise me one bit if this turns out to be Mears' last batter of the night, regardless of the outcome. That foul ball just rolling loose and free in a section that's devoid of kids at the moment. So no big scramble to go and grab it. The disciplined Isaac Pacheco choking up slightly on the bat, tapping it gently on his left shoulder. Awaiting the 2-2. Mears delivers, and it swung on, bounced through the hole, a left side base hit to left field. Up with the ball, Custodio, throw coming home, is up the third base line. Wyatt Hendry knocks it down and keeps it close. It's an RBI single by Isaac Pacheco, and it's now a 5-1 Flying Tigers lead. Timeout called. That's going to be it for Nick Mears. Here's Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout. It's going to be Carlos Lomeli time. There's a signal to the bullpen. Mears finished after 22 pitches, only half of them for strikes. And he departs with two runners aboard here in the seventh. We'll be right back here at Lee Com Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lee Com Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes, and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Carlos Lomeli takes over for the rehabbing right-hander Nick Mears, who is unable to escape the seventh inning himself. So with one Lakeland run already across here in the inning, 5-1 Flying Tigers now lead. Carlos Lomeli inherits runners on first and second, still only one out. And he will face Manuel Sequeira. Numbers on the season for Lomeli, 7.60 ERA over 24 appearances, averaging just under 9 strikeouts per 9 inning. 14 walks, 34 strikeouts over 34 and one-third innings. He has pitched exclusively out of the pen this season. And most recently, in fairly low leverage situations. First and second, one away from Manuel Sequeira. The pitch, the right-handed batter, swung on and drilled deep to left field. Custodio back at the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch. The ballpark just barely holds it. Howry Custodio flags it down just shy of the wall. So Manuel Sequeira, the second leading home run hitter in the Florida State League, just misses home run number 16. Much-needed second out here at the top of the seventh, with Lakeland leading by four. Here's Justice Bigby, 0-3. The pitch. Bigby takes a slider low and outside from Lomeli. Month of July for Carlos, six appearances. ERA of 6, 1.44 whip. That, however, has been a step in the positive direction. The months of May and June were not kind to him at all. 1-0 pitch, fastball, popped foul, out of play on the first base side. May and June combined for Lomeli, an ERA just shy of 12. Had an ERA up over 2 as well during that time. Lomeli trying to pick things back up as he left out the month of April, his first month as a pitcher in the professional ranks. Very effective first month. The 1-1. Grounded up the middle, over the second base bag, knocked down on the dive by Escoto. Lead runner coming home, and Escoto will not have a play at the plate. Christian Santana comes around to score from second base on the bleeder up the middle. Escoto with a nice effort on the backhanded dive, but it's enough for an infield RBI single. And it's now Lakeland 6, Bradenton 1. Not a whole lot Escoto could have done there. Justice Bigby continues to pester Marauders pitching. Here's Eduardo Valencia. He is 1-3. Still first and second. Two outs. And the pitch. Valencia swings and lines this one to left field for a base hit. Custodio up with the ball. That scores Isaac Pacheco from second base. 7-1 Lakeland. And they're starting to put this game out of reach. There's the seventh man to the plate this inning. Actually, make that the eighth man to the plate here in the seventh inning, Jose De La Cruz. First, second, two away. Pitch to De La Cruz. That one's ripped out and missed. Good slider from Lomeli. Really in need of that third out of the inning. The 0-1, De La Cruz swings and socks one in the air to right center field. Playable for Jace Bowen. Circles back and now in on it. Makes the two-handed catch and the inning is over. However, a three-run. Seventh inning by the Flying Tigers. They're now on top 7-1 over the Marauders. Time to stretch at Lecom. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders now mired in a 6-run deficit here at Lecom Park. And here comes Bubba Chandler trying to help spark a Marauders rally here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Carlos Marcano, new right-hander on the mound for Lakeland. Chandler goes after the first pitch, swings it, pops it up near the mound. All four infielders converging behind the mound. Who's got it? Shortstop Santana takes over and makes the catch. Just a cascade of yelling and screaming as all four infielders were trying to figure it out. And they all share some joking words and some chuckles with one another as they all go their separate ways back to their positions. Bubba Chandler, first pitch pop out. That is now 9 in a row retired by Lakeland pitching. Davies Nadal next up. Marcano the pitch, and Nadal takes a fastball strike at the knees. And Flying Tigers pitchers have done a remarkable job of working ahead in the count tonight. And Marauders hitters just are not taking full advantage of a lot of hittable pitches. 0-1, Nadal swings and misses for strike two, and we've seen some of that too. Just bad pitch selection. Some over-anxiousness. Getting Marauders into a lot of 0-2 counts. There's Marcano, the wind in the 0-2 delivery. Nadal swings and lines it to right field. Falling, caught on the run by Jose De La Cruz. Here's Henry Custodio. His single-A debut rolls around to his third at-bat. He is 0-2. Popped out to the pitcher in the third inning. Struck out swinging in the fourth. 1-1 to the pitch by Marcano. Custodio lays off low and outside. Always admiring the work of the legendary Gary Saunders up here in the press box. Our audio operator here at the ballpark. Plays the players' walk-up songs and all the music that you hear here at Lecom. Went with Phil Collins' Susudio as the walk-up song, at least for now, for Henry Custodio. Here comes Marcano's 2-0 pitch. Custodio takes just low, 3-0 the count. Ten in a row retired. The windup and the 3-0 pitch. Custodio taking all the way. That is low for ball four. So the man making his single-A debut earns his way onto the base paths for the first time. Marauders have a two-out base runner here in the seventh. That sends it back to the top with Sung Che Chang. Chang is 0-3. And before he gets settled into the box, we see a mound visit from the pitching coach, Juan Pimentel. Marauders trying hard to get some offensive traction going, and it has really been a sparse offensive output tonight. Second inning, Sergio Campagna leadoff single, took second on a ground out, stole third. He was left stranded. Davies Nadal leadoff bloop double down the left field line. He was stuck there the rest of the inning. Fourth inning, Marauders finally came through with a run. Campagna led off with a single, later scored on a Bubba Chandler single. Since then, it has been completely fallow. Three up and three down in the fifth. Same story in the sixth inning. Now Henry Custodio with a two-out walk. Hopefully a sign of something to come in that run column. Mound meeting over. Pimentel walking back to the third base dugout. And Sung Che Chang 0-3, fly out to right field. Strikeout swinging and a ground out to the second baseman. Trying to help the Marauders chip away at a 6-run deficit on the scoreboard. Marcano kicks, fires, and Chang swings and pops it foul. Third base side headed out of play. Carlos Marcano, a 19-year-old from Maturin, Venezuela. Just turned 19 earlier this month, 3 weeks ago. One of the youngest players in the Florida State League. 0-1, Chang swings and lines it to right center field. Will it get in? Yes, it will. That's a base hit. Around second, digging for third is Custodio. He dives in safely. No throw. Well, the Marauders with some two-out cooking going on here. First and third for Jace Bowen. Sungjae Chang increases his on-base streak to 7 straight. That's a tough pitch to hit. Chang went a couple of pitches off the plate away, pulling that ball into right center field. And not all that weakly hit of a ball either. Hit that line drive with some authority. Custodio on third, Chang at first base. Bowen 0-2 with a hit by pitch. Here's the toss, breaking ball, bends into the zone for a strike. Good slider from Marcano. Bowen challenges it. That call's overturned, so Jace Bowen takes a wise gamble there. Marauders maintain that final challenge of the evening. So 1-0 instead of 0-1. Set of the belt, Marcano. Here's the leg kick and the delivery. Pitch is cut on it, missed. Bowen chases the slider low and outside. Marauders really need Bowen to come through here. 6 runs batted in over his last 3 games. 3 consecutive 2 RBI performances. The 1-1. In the dirt, skips away from Rothenberg. Here comes Custodio. He scores standing up on a wild pitch. Chang goes up to second base. And the Marauders are on the board for the second time tonight. Got to start somewhere. Howry Custodio, good quick read of the pitch in the dirt. So now Chang at second base. Bowen working with a 2-1 count at the dish. And Mike Rothenberg is in pain now for the second time tonight. He got dinged up. Athletic trainer Eric Flores for the Flag Tigers is examining him behind home plate. And Rothenberg's back was to us, and it looked like Flores was looking at the arm or the wrist, maybe the hand of Rothenberg. We see Rothenberg now trying to squeeze that hand, squeezing the air, flexing the fingers. I've taken that ball off the hand. He's in good spirits now, sharing a smile and a laugh with Jace Bowen. 2 balls and 1 strike on the Marauders' leading RBI man. Trying to knock in Sungjae Chang from second. Custodio scoring on a wild pitch. It's now 7-2 Lakeland. Now the 2-1 to Bowen. Here's a swing and a drive deep to left field. Benitez back, looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Onto the boardwalk, Jace Bowen! 2-run homer to left field by Bowen. It's now a 3-run game. A kiss of the fingers and a point to the sky by Bowen as he crosses home plate with his 11th home run of the year. That was not an easy pitch to hit. Up and in right near his shoulders, and Bowen turns and burns on it. How many times do you see a home run hit on that type of pitch? Incredible pop on that inside pitch by Jace Bowen. Here's Juan Jerez. The toss, a fastball in the dirt for ball one. A little conviction on that delivery by Marcano, showing a little frustration out there. Marauders surging back into this one. They trail now by just 3 runs as Jerez takes a slider too high. 2-0. There was a 7-1 Flying Tigers lead coming into this half inning. Now 7-4. 2-0 pitch on its way. Jerez takes a breaking ball. That catches the upper part of the zone, called a strike. Jerez surprised. Doesn't challenge it, though. Marcano, the pitch. Fastball low, and that tied up Rothenberg, and he's in pain again. It has been a tough night for Mike Rothenberg. Walking around behind home plate, and again, Sam Carey helping buy him some time. That was just an awkward receiving there by Rothenberg on that pitch. Really not sure he was expecting a fastball there. And sure enough, he's going to head out to the mound for a talk with Marcano. There may have been a cross-up of the pitch calling signals there. Now, Rothenberg started kind of putting that mitt to the backhand side down to his right as if he was going to pluck a off-speed pitch out of the dirt, but instead it stayed up higher than he expected, and it banked off the heel of his mitt. Three balls and a strike on Juan Jerez. The mound meeting is over. Wind up and the pitch. 3-1. Swing and a bouncer up the middle. Through into center for a base hit. Juan Jerez turns around first base hard. Stops right there with a two-out single. And now the tying run comes into the on-deck circle for the Marauders. Sergio Campana strides to the plate next. Marcano sets, and the offering to Campana. There's a big swing and a miss through a slider, strike one. The set. Right-hander's 0-1. Campana takes a fastball a tad high. Three runs across for the Marauders here in the seventh, including a two-run homer by Jace Bowen. 1-1 offering. Campana swings and misses in front of the slider again. Seven hits apiece. Seven runs for the Flying Tigers. Four for the Marauders. Juan Jerez on first base. Campana, the count 1-2 at the plate. Here's the pitch from Marcano. Breaking ball. Strike three called outside corner. Campana challenges. Let's see what we get. That call is overturned, so not so fast. The Flying Tigers were leaving the field. And Juan Jerez heads to second base, and I admire the gumption, but it was a dead ball situation. So Jerez. Jerez is sent back to first base. I think the Flying Tigers were not too happy about that. Jerez was smiling as if saying, hey, guys, just joking. Yeah, close pitch indeed. A wise challenge call, though, by Campana. 2-2 now. Marcano's pitch. Swung on, bounced weakly to short. Santana charges it. Flipped the short way to second, and the force play ends the inning, but the Marauders put three on the board, including the Jace Bowen two-run shot. 7-4 Lakeland after seven innings. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's fun to get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, 'cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Some new life for the Marauders as we welcome you back to Lecom Park. Spencer Smith back with you on a Friday night here in Bradenton. Marauders trail Lakeland 7-4. They were trailing 7-1, but a late surge in the seventh inning has made it a closer contest. Now we go to the eighth. Carlos Lomeli returns to the mound for the home team. Pitch to Lazaro Benitez. Fastball misses inside. Bottom third of the order for the Flying Tigers here in the eighth inning. Lazaro Benitez 1-for-3 with a second inning single. Right-hander from California, Lomeli, the 1-0 pitch, and a swing and a chopper. Third base line, tough play coming here. Lomeli gloves it. Throw to first is much too late. Benitez beats it out for an infield single. Just got to tip your cap to him there. That's just bad luck for the Marauders. As Benitez chops one just 25 feet up the third base line. And Lomeli had to wait there as Wyatt Hendry was crossing in front of him. That blocked his path on the throw to come to first base. By the way, all three Flying Tigers runs that scored in the top of the seventh, all of them charged to Nick Mears. Carlos Lomeli came on behind him and couldn't strand those runners. Now Mike Rothenberg takes a first pitch fastball for a strike. Rothenberg is 1-for-3. Just about everybody has put one into the hit column tonight for Lakeland, almost everybody. The 0-1 from Lomeli. Rothenberg swings in, laces one to left field, down the line, slicing, and foul, skimming the extended netting against the Lepenci party deck. Six of nine batters in the order for the Flying Tigers have hit safely in this game. A couple more have reached base safely in some fashion. Shortstop Cheng, very close to the bag, up the middle. Here's the 0-2, swinging a line drive to center. Campagna coming in, has to play it on a bounce. It's in for a hit. Back-to-back singles to open up the eighth inning for the Flying Tigers, and they have just been, time and time again, stringing hits together and not letting the Marauders come very close in this one. Now some right-handed action in the Bradenton bullpen. Lomeli may have a pretty short leash here in the eighth inning, considering how many pitches he already threw in the seventh. Austin Schultz is next up. Here's the toss. Swing and a miss. Schultz late on the fastball at 93. That's about as hard as we've seen the fastball from Lomeli this season. That's Johan Montero throwing in the pen for the Marauders. Lazaro Benitez on second, Mike Rothenberg at first base. Lakeland in front by three. The 0-1, swinging a ball, punched foul, first base side. High black socks for Lomeli, white pants cuffed below the knees. White Nike cleats sticking in up against that pitching rubber. Drafted out of St. Mary's College just last year. 17th round pick by the Pirates. Lomeli with the 0-2 pitch to Schultz. Swing and a line drive foul off the facing of the roof over the seats. And ricochets down to the fourth row of seats. And a boy in a red shirt comes away with the prize. Almost like outfielders playing a ricochet off the wall and a ball in play. All those kids reading the carom off that metal facing of the roof. 0-2 pitch again. Schultz swings and fouls this one away. Tough guy to get out, but the Marauders did so back in the second inning. Schultz down on strikes. Since then, a single in the fifth and hit by a pitch in the seventh. Some weak contact onto the infield would be ideal for Lomeli and the Marauders. The 0-2 pitch. Schultz takes outside. Snap throw to second. It is just late by Hendry. Good zip on the throw, but Lazaro Benitez had it read easily. Henry and Chang always in sync on those snap throws up the middle over the mound. Two on, nobody out for Lakeland. Lamelli looks at second. The 1-2 breaking ball high and inside. Almost got him in the dome as Schultz ducks underneath it. Curveball slipping from Lamelli. And man, just a 3 or 4 inches maybe over the helmet of Schultz. Long-haired righty. Hands together the belts. The 2-2 pitch. Schultz swings and misses. Got him on a fastball, strike three. Huge strikeout for Carlos Lamelli. And it's one out here in the top of the eighth inning. Inside corner just above knee height, and Schultz couldn't put it in play. Benitez on second. Rothenberg on first base. Still only one away in the inning as Christian Santana, leadoff man in the order, digs in, and the first pitch to him from Lomeli, too high. Fastball definitely a little bit higher in the velo for Lomeli tonight. Typically see him more 90-91. Tonight quite a few 93s. Now the 1-0 from the righty. Fastball caught on and missed for strike one. Christian Santana has earned a couple of free passes. Also robbed of a base hit by a diving play at third by Davies Nadal in the second inning. The 1-1 coming. Breaking ball swung on, fouled back. Good little change of speeds there. Potential turning point of the game here. The Flying Tigers are threatening to re-extend their 3-run lead. Lamelli and the Marauders trying to keep this game as close as possible, though. Keep the bats in the game. The set and the 1-2 pitch. Santana swinging a bouncing ball foul. A little skip over the ball by manager Andrew Graham. Those wondering about the Tampa score tonight, as the Tarpons lead the Marauders in the West Division. Their game has been postponed in Fort Myers. Inclement weather knocking that game out. So the Marauders will not get the benefit of a Tampa loss tonight to help them in the standings. Step off by Lomeli. The second baseman, Escoto, wanted a pickoff throw. Came in with the hand open, racing toward the bag. Lomeli is ahead of Santana. 1-2. He sets. The pitch on its way. No, instead a high leg kick and a look to second. No throw. Second move used by Lomelli. Benitez at second. Rothenberg on first for the Flying Tigers. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and Santana takes strike three. Slider outside corner. He wants to challenge it. That call is upheld. Strike three. Two gone here in the top of the eighth inning. So that's the second unsuccessful challenge there by Lakeland. And what a beautifully painted pitch on the corner by Lomelli on the slider. Christian Santana on the backwards K. Here's Isaac Pacheco. Couple of runs batted in tonight. First and second, two outs. The pitch taken low. Not afraid to take some pitches. Pacheco has a 345 on base percentage. Lomelli trying to pitch him carefully, trying to keep this a three-run game. The 1-0. Pacheco swings, grounds it, foul down the first baseline. A hard hit ball. Seen a couple Marauders pitchers on this staff who have some pretty remarkable lefty-righty splits, and Lomelli is one of them. Lefty hitters have been having a field day off him all year. Lefty batters hitting .420 against Lomelli this season. The 1-1 to Pacheco. Swings and misses in front of a curveball for strike two. That was dirty. One strike away from escaping the jam unscathed. Let's see what the Marauders have in mind here with pitch selection. Lázaro Benítez at second. Mike Rothenberg on first with two outs. And now time called. Pacheco wants a little extra time. One and two as Lomeli is set. Trying to escape the jam with another strike. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and belted deep to right field. Bowen back. Reaches up. Makes the catch on the track. And the inning is over. Carlos Lomeli strands a pair here in a scoreless eighth inning, and it remains a three-run game. Lakeland on top, 7-4. Marauders looking to get to work with the bats. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This game within reach here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Marauders trail Lakeland 7-4. And as we go to this bottom of the eighth, Wyatt Hendry leads off. Pitch by Carlos Marcano. Hendry swings at a first pitch slider and misses. 5-6-7 in the Bradenton lineup here. Marcano back for a second inning of work. The wind and toss, 0-1, bounces in the dirt. These two teams swapping three-run half innings in the seventh. Lakeland three in the top half. Bradenton three in the home half. 1-1 from Marcano to Hendry. Swung on, lifted high in the air right field. High hit fly ball. The ballpark will hold it as Jose De La Cruz camps underneath it and makes a one-handed routine catch. Another reminder, folks, we have Back to School Night coming up tomorrow. Back to School Night presented by Chiva Credit Union. First 500 kids ages 12 and under through the gates will get a free Marauders backpack. And we'll also have a post-game fireworks show tomorrow night. Get your tickets online at BradentonMarauders.com. One gone, nobody on as Michael Escoto digs into the box. He's 0-3. Here's Marcano's pitch. Escoto takes a fastball strike. Gutsy job by Carlos Lomeli in a scoreless eighth inning. Keeping the Marauders close in this game. 0-1, breaking ball, low and outside. Marauders bullpen is silent at the moment, so I wonder if we may see Lomeli for a little extended action. 1-1, swung on, grounded, shortstop, threw into left center field for a base hit. A diving attempt by Santana came up just shy. Michael Escoto pushes one through the hole. And that brings up Bubba Chandler. With that base hit, Michael Escoto has reached base safely in 16 of 18 games for the Marauders this season. Bubba Chandler, RBI single the other way into left center in the fourth inning. Gave the Marauders their first run of the night. Pickoff to first base, Escoto dives in safely. Escoto likes to run, but his success rate has not been great so far in a Marauders uniform this year. 3-for-7 in the stolen base department. Switch hitter Chandler batting left-handed against the righty Marcano. The pitch takes a backdoor slider for a strike. Hits for Chandler, evenly distributed from both sides of the plate. He's got two right-handed, two left-handed. Now Marcano's 0-1. Chandler lays off low and outside. We've seen Chandler on the mound a couple of times. We've seen a handful of games from him as the Marauders' designated hitter. This is his 26th plate appearance at single A. Marcano's 1-1. Chandler takes up and away for ball two. Pirates' third-round pick of last year's draft. Of course, made headlines very early on after he was selected out of North Oconee High School in Georgia. We've seen the promise both at the plate and on the mound from this 19-year-old kid. 2-1. Takes strike two on the outside corner. Dropped by Rothenberg. Quickly recovers. Action in the Lakeland bullpen. The right-hander Jack Anderson is throwing. 34 pitches by Marcano. 19 for strikes. Small lead off of first base by Escoto. Valencia holding him on. 2-2 pitch. Chandler swings and bounces it. This is through into right center for a single. Escoto around second, digging for third. And he makes it there standing up with no throw. Bubba Chandler a two-hit night. And the Marauders will bring the tying run to the plate. Breaking ball low and outside. Pulled up the middle by Chandler. Second baseman Sakara was shaded to the pole side to his left and had a long way to go. Couldn't get to it to his backhand side. So Michael Escoto on third base, catching his breath there after the base hit by Chandler. Davis Nadal will bat next. He got into one good as last time, but lined out to the right fielder. Marcano kicks, deals, and Nadal lays off outside. Still only one gone in the inning. Marcano sets at the belt. Here's the 1-0. Bunt by Nadal. Rolls foul along the third baseline. Tried to deaden that ball for a bunt base hit to bring home a run. Poked it a little too hard. Carlos Marcano, 19-year-old from Venezuela, 6'2", 150 pounds. String bean right-hander leans in for the side and comes set. The 1-1 on its way. Nadal swings and fouls one back. Davis Nadal blooped double down the left field line. The third struck out in the fourth and, as mentioned, lined out to right field in the seventh, trying to bring Michael Escoto home from third base. Bubba Chandler trailing runner on first. Marauders down by just three runs here at the bottom of the eighth inning. Here comes Marcano's 1-2. Nadal swings and misses. He got him. Strike three. Two outs in the inning. Manager Andrew Graham pops out from the Flying Tigers dugout. It looks like that'll be all for Carlos Marcano. Saw Jack Anderson throwing in the bullpen, and he's going to be coming into the game. Marcano out, Anderson in. Marauders trail 7-4, both runners on the corners. Two outs here in the eighth inning. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Jack Anderson will toe the rubber out of the Lakeland bullpen here at the bottom of the eighth inning at Leacom Park. Flying Tigers lead the Marauders 7-4, but Bradenton piecing together a threat as Bubba Chandler is making some friends there with the Flying Tigers. He got to become at some point good friends with Isaac Pacheco, who came out of the same draft class as Chandler last year. So as the right-hander Anderson completes his warm-up tosses, he is set to face Howry Custodio. Looking for a clutch hit here in his fourth at-bat in his single-A debut. Should say his fourth plate appearance as he walked his last time up. Anderson, Florida State product. Comes set on the hill. Kicks his leg and offers. Custodio takes a fastball for a strike. Tampa native, pitching close to home here. Anderson, a product of Jesuit High School. Taken by the Tigers in the 36th round of 2018. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on and drilled. Deep center field. Schultz back. He is onto the warning track, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Howry Custodio gave it a ride, but comes up just shy of the wall, and the Marauders' rally is snuffed out. 7-4, Lakeland leads as we head to the top of the ninth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Lumps are lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Carlos Lomeli is back out for another inning of work out of the Marauders' pen. Warm Friday night at Leacom Park. Lakeland 7, Bradenton 4. Lomeli trying to keep this game within reach for his teammates. For the Flying Tigers here in the ninth inning, 3-4-5, the heart of the order. Manuel Sequeira digs into the batter's box from the right side. Long-haired right-hander Lomeli deals, and his fastball low and outside for ball one. Velocity on the heater, a couple of ticks higher tonight than we have seen in most of Lomeli's outings this year. Fastball up to 93. For the most part this year, more 90, 91. 1-0, Sequeira swings and pops it up. This is near second base. Chang and Escoto coming together. Chang wants it, and he makes the two-handed catch. Always upbeat and happy Sung Jae Chang. Little grin there as he makes the two-handed grab right near his teammate, Michael Escoto. And Escoto behind him, feigning, plunking his teammate on the back, feigning anger at him for taking that pop-up away from him. Here is Justice Bigby. First pitch, a slider spins low and outside. Always got to have a couple of guys who can help keep the team loose. Marauders could certainly use that after a crushing loss last night. Try to keep pace here in this contest. The 1-0 to Bigby. Fastball a little too high. 1-out, the base is empty for the Flying Tigers. They lead the Marauders 7-4 here on Bradenton Nine Devils Tribute Night. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and crushed deep to center field. Campagna back. Shy, the warning track, makes the catch for the second out. The wind has really played a factor on a lot of these hard-hit fly balls deep to the outfield. That wind coming in from right center helped the ballpark hold it. And so it's just a deep and loud out number two. Two outs for Eduardo Valencia, who has a three RBI night, 2-for-4. Righty on a righty, Lomeli lifts his leg and fires. Curveball, low and outside. As the Marauders are in search of a late rally once next half inning rolls around. Top of the order due up, Chang, Bowen, Jerez. Next pitch is cut on and missed. Valencia missed the fastball. Eduardo Valencia, two-run double in the first inning, produced the game's first run. RBI single as part of a three-run seventh. The 1-1, breaking ball over but low. Ball two, did not miss by much. Lomeli is ready. Here he comes with a 2-1. Swung on, line to center field for a base hit. Eduardo Valencia has a three-hit night. That's the 10th hit of the evening for the Flying Tigers, who now have back-to-back 10-hit performances as a team. They've got double digits in the hit column in three of the first four games this week. Lomeli escaped a tight jam last inning. He's going to try and strand a man on first base here in the ninth. Jose De La Cruz, 0-for-4, is next up. Here's the offering, way outside for a ball. The Marauders' bullpen, totally silent. Jonathan Johnston looking for some mileage out of Carlos Lomeli tonight. There's been a heavily taxed and highly worked Bradenton bullpen lately. The 1-0 coming, swung on and popped up down the right field line. Jerez over, Escoto over, and Jerez makes the catch with room to spare down the line. The inning is over. Rally time for the Marauders. They trail 7-4, heading to the bottom of the ninth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
valiant performance on the mound by Carlos Lomeli, helping keep the Marauders in this game with some scoreless relief. And now Marauders bats trailing 7-4, looking for a late rally. Sung Che Chang leads off the bottom of the ninth by taking a slider low and inside from the right-hander Jack Anderson. The Tampa native, Florida State product, on the mound looking for a save for the visitors tonight. Anderson over the head with his hands and the 1-0 pitch. Chang swings and fights it off foul, left side. Top of the Marauders order here in the ninth, Sung Che Chang, Jace Bowen, Juan Jerez. Flying Tigers are 3 outs away from evening this series at 2 games apiece. Marauders trying to pull out in front to make it a 3-1 series lead. Here's Anderson's 1-1. Chang lays off high, ball two. Had some choppy steps in the batter's box, just trying to resist that high pitch. Chang calls time, requesting an extra beat or two. Anderson has the signal, his windup, and the 2-1. Chang takes at the knees for strike two. Marauders do have one challenge remaining. And Chang thought about challenging it, but plate umpire Sam Carey says, nope, too late. Anderson's 2-2 coming. Chang takes at the knees, strike three, and Chang wants to challenge this one. Let's see what happens. Sam Carey looks to the booth, and that call is upheld, strike three. One away for the Marauders here in the ninth inning. Here's Jace Bowen, who drilled a two-run homer on a screaming line drive to the boardwalk in left field his last time up. That helped change a Marauders' six-run deficit to a three-run deficit. That's where we still stand. Pitch to Bowen. Fastball right down the pipe for a strike. Base is empty, one away for Bradenton. Here's Anderson's 0-1. Bowen looks at strike two right down the middle with a slider. He's in a hole here. Anderson is quickly working into a groove. He's locked in. Windup, 0-2 to Bowen, outside with a fastball. Long wavy-haired right-hander. Skims the dirt with his pitching hand. Now into his windup and the 1-2 pitch. Bowen takes outside for ball two. Good frame there by Rothenberg. No call, though, from Sam Carey. Marauders down three here in the ninth inning with 2 outs to go. 2-2 pitch coming, and Bowen takes just low and outside for ball three. Lakeland is challenging it, and this call is upheld. Ball three, Bowen works a count full. Several hundred folks holding their breath as that challenge came. And Lakeland also out of challenges now. Here we go. The 3-2 to Bowen. He swings and lines it down the left field line. Foul ball. That was easily nestled into the corner, but that ball bouncing foul just by a couple of feet. That ball roped down the line, but Bowen just a fraction of a second too early on that swing. Slowly walking back to home plate, picks up that bat. Marauders here on Bradenton Nine Devils Tribute Night, looking for some late magic at the plate. Another 3-2 from Anderson. Bowen swings and pops it up out of play on the first base side. He'll see another one. Next pitch to Bowen will be number 8. He's now tied for the team lead with 11 home runs alongside Rodolfo Nolasco, whose bat the Marauders are missing dearly right now. Nolasco placed on the IL on Tuesday. 3-2 pitch again to Bowen is taken outside for ball four, and Lakeland can't challenge this one. Jack Anderson can't believe it. He's fired up at the lack of a call, so Jace Bowen draws a one-out walk. Juan Jerez steps to the plate next. Jerez is 1-for-4 tonight. 12 runs batted in his last 12 games. The pitch by Anderson. Jerez takes a strike at the knees and on the outside corner. Again, neither team has a challenge remaining. What they get is what they get in the balls and strikes calls the rest of the way tonight. Bowen with a cautious leadoff first. The 0-1. Jerez swings late at a fastball and misses. Strike two. Jerez at the plate, 0-2 the count. One out, bottom of the ninth inning. The Marauders trailing 7-4. Anderson, pickoff to first base. Bowen dives in safely. Just trying to keep him honest. 7 runs, 10 hits for the Flying Tigers. 4 runs, 9 hits for the Marauders. Trying to avoid dropping a second straight. Here's the 0-2. Jerez takes down the middle. Strike 3 called, and the Marauders down to their final out. It's up to Sergio Campagna to keep this thing going. Here's Anderson from the stretch, third base side of the rubber. He deals to Campagna, who swings and bounces one foul toward the camera well. Anderson peeking over his left shoulder at Bowen on first base with two outs. 0-1 to Campagna. Swinging another bouncing ball. Oh, another one almost into the camera well. That one ricochets off the railing. Hope you're okay down there. Telling you, you got to bring a glove to the ballpark. Never know. Marauders down to their final strike now. Campagna looking to protect. Jack Anderson with the 0-2 pitch, Campagna lays off low and outside on a slider. Good pitch, good spot, not enticing Campagna to swing. Wyatt Hendry waits on deck. Should we get to him this inning? Here's the set. Right-hander comes home with a 1-2 pitch. Campagna takes another slider low and outside. Similar pitch, similar spot. It has been remarkable to see Sergio Campagna's development, persistence, and improvement as a hitter. Back and forth, pump of the bat away from his chest. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Taken outside, ball three. Fastball just missing. Mike Rothenberg, the catcher, giving reminders to his teammates that Jace Bowen will be in motion on the next pitch. 3-2, two outs. Anderson has the signal, ready on the hill, sets. Here's the pitch, there goes Bowen, and Campagna takes at the knees for strike three, and that is the ball game. The Flying Tigers win it 7-4 here at Lee Comm Park. Well, the Marauders made it a closer one near the later innings there, but ultimately not enough as the Flying Tigers now pull even in the series, 2 games apiece. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show comes your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lee Comm Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lee Comm Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Marauders Postgame Show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Leacom Park for the Marauders Postgame Show. Spencer Smith back with you here as Bradenton has just dropped a second straight game by a final score of 7-4 to the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Here's how tonight's game went. Top of the first inning, the Flying Tigers wasted no time. Christian Santana, leadoff walk. Manuel Sequeira, a one-out walk. And then after a line-out for the second out of the inning, Eduardo Valencia lined a two-run double to left field. That gave the Tigers a 2-0 lead. No run scored for either team again until the bottom of the fourth inning when Bradenton fought back. Sergio Campagna, leadoff single. He later scored on an RBI single shot into left center by Bubba Chandler, his third RBI at the single-A level. Nice little piece of hitting to the opposite field there by Chandler. But in the top of the fifth inning, Lakeland struck back again with a couple of runs. Isaac Pacheco with a sac fly to deep center field, and Juan Jerez with a fielding miscue off of first base as he pulled his foot off the bag on a otherwise routine-looking play at first base that should have ended the inning. Instead, that brought home an additional run for the Flying Tigers, making it 4-1 in their favor. That play coming on a little trickler fielded by Valentin Linares. So 4-1 at that point after 4.5 innings. Neither team scored in the sixth. Top of the seventh, Lakeland back at it. They rallied for three run-scoring singles off the bats of Isaac Pacheco, Justice Bigby, and Eduardo Valencia, and that made it 7-1. The Marauders, though, had a little bit of fun in the bottom of the seventh. They got a two-out walk from Howry Custodio. That set off a nice little chain of events. Sung-Che Chang, a single. A wild pitch would bring home Custodio from third base. And Jace Bowen clobbered a two-run homer on a line drive to left field on a pitch that was really riding in on the hands of a two-seam fastball. Not sure how he hit it, but Jace Bowen showing off that big power potential for that two-run homer, 11th home run of the season. And that brought the Marauders within three. However, that would be the end of the scoring for both teams in the night. Marauders, a little bit of a late threat. They put two aboard in the eighth, couldn't bring one home. And Bowen with a one-out walk in the ninth inning, he was left stranded. And the Marauders dropped this one, final score of 7-4. Here are the totals in tonight's game. For the Flying Tigers, 7 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They left 8 men on base. For the Marauders, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, and 9 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Angel Reyes with 3 innings out of the bullpen. Only 1 unearned run allowed. The loss goes to Valentin Linares. 6 respectable innings, 4 runs allowed though, 3 earned. He takes the loss, and Jack Anderson gets the inning and a third save with scoreless ball. 3 strikeouts is his second save of the season. With their win, the Flying Tigers improved to 12-14 in the second half, 44-48 overall. With their loss, the Marauders dropped to 17-11 in the second half, 46-47 overall on the season. They now drop down to 2.5 games out of first place in the West. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Marauders postgame show continues here at Leecom Park. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game. And tonight, those honors go to Jace Bowen. Helped keep the Marauders within this game, and they crept closer on his two-run homer in the top of the bottom of the seventh inning, rather. Bowen also with a stellar leaping catch of a line drive in right field earlier in the contest, saving a couple of runs. Of course, the two-run homer made it a three-run game, and then his one-out walk in the ninth inning gave the Marauders a fighting chance. And for his efforts in tonight's game, Jace Bowen is this evening's Marauders player of the game. Oh, and by the way, he now has two runs batted in four consecutive games, so a total of eight RBIs for Bowen in his last four games combined. Remarkable stretch for the kid from the Toledo area. Series continues tomorrow as we celebrate Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. Game time 6:30, gates open at 5:30. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will get a Marauders backpack that you can take to school with you. You'd be the coolest kid on the block with your new black and gold Marauders backpack. So be one of the first 500 kids ages 12 and under here at Leecom Park tomorrow for our Back to School Night game presented by Achieva Credit Union. You can also enjoy post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Fun for the entire family. Tickets are still available online at BradentonMarauders.com. Once again, the final score tonight, Flying Tigers 7, the Marauders 4. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Leecom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.